This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of agriculture. Learn more at fb.org. Good Tuesday afternoon, I'm Hannah Pagel. The Department of Agriculture has released a final rule under the Packers and Stockyards Act that would protect meat and poultry producers from discrimination and retaliation by packers, swine dealers, and live poultry dealers. The Inclusive Competition and Market Integrity Rule was first proposed in 2022 and is designed to address unfair practices in the meat and poultry industries brought on by a lack of competition. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack tells reporters the final rule will help provide a clear and more effective standard for the Packers and Stockyards Act.
This is going to help producers and growers who have become increasingly vulnerable to a range of practices that unjustly exclude them from economic opportunity and disadvantage them and undermine market integrity in the livestock and poultry industry. The Packers and Stockyard Act prohibits unjust discrimination, undue prejudice, and deception, and this final rule will provide for a clear, more effective standard by which to govern all of this in the modern marketplace.
The new rule specifically outlines several practices that would be off the table for companies doing business with growers that produce the nation's pigs and chickens, including prohibiting discrimination based on race, color, religion, national origin, sex, disability, marital status, or age. Vilsack says it will also protect against deceptive practices.
With respect to contract formation, contract performance, contract termination, and contract refusal, such as employing false or misleading statements or omissions of material information in contract formation, performance, or termination, or prohibiting regulating entities from providing false or misleading representations regarding refusal to contract.
He says this rule will also provide protections against false and misleading statements in contracting and contract terminations.
It's going to help producers receive protection against packers, swine contractors, and live poultry dealers who may be trying to terminate them on a pretext. For example, claiming that a poultry termination is on animal welfare grounds, or perhaps refusing to deal someone because they say their cattle quality is poor when it's not.
But many of the nation's meat industry groups are frustrated by the rule and others like it, saying the regulations could lead to more litigation in the sector. Vilsack says there is more announcements to come in the following weeks on the Packers and Stockyards Act in relation to competition. Spencer Chase has more details in his coverage on AgriPulse.com. An Iowa Republican says the Biden administration's decision to delay providing information on how the GREET model will be used to determine eligibility for a tax credit is bad for grain farmers. Senator Chuck Grassley says this uncertainty will cause problems with investors.
If there has to be more investment to utilize our grains, and particularly through ethanol,
he says when it comes to sustainable aviation fuel, there has been a double standard with environmentalists.
People that say airplanes are putting too much pollution in the air, if this delay is coming from environmentalists, then there's an inconsistency that they aren't allowing all the feedstock that's necessary to produce the fuel that aviation is going to need in the future. I just don't think there's going to be enough feedstock if you don't increase grain. So I think this delay is bad.
Now, here's a word from our sponsor.
Today's AgriPulse Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farming and ranching are unpredictable. Taxes shouldn't be. That's why Farm Bureau members are calling on Congress to pass the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act. Learn more at fb.org.
That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Hannah Pagel.